Who runs against him? Forrest?
I thought he meant like running out for
Yeah, what are you talking
about? Okay.
It's very true.
There, got it. Okay, so we've talked about the Pittsburgh Public Theater, Joan Afton, about the, we have some political clout, but culturally the Jews do not have
the
clout.
I also said yesterday about the county. For some reason or other, with exceptions, I don't know the county government. I don't know of any director of any of the departments. The county commissioners? We're talking about
this is my question now. How do we view Pittsburgh's Jewish life in its place in the community now?
Well, for instance, the county commissioners. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any Jew who's a name to the county commissioners. Jews not here, like I said, not here at the department. So Jews are not going in for getting jobs in county government. Trying to think about the student government. I don't know if you call it anybody who has a position of public works, parks, what can I think of, for county, the airport planning, development, but you name it, I can't think of it.
You could be out of line.
Mm-hmm. But that, well, I don't know when you do it in there, right?
Or just, they?
I don't know. They were trying to.
The whole movement.
Then we're going into the people who are lawyers. I thought the people who are not lawyers. And counselors, so we have to.
So it's this contrast, Pittsburgh today with Pittsburgh yesterday, socially, culturally, politically, and environmentally. How have we changed?
Well, I say we're, we have a crowd today, we have much more of a crowd today politically than we have Pittsburgh. Plus, but then again, we have to understand that. We live in a Christian society. Christianity plays a very important role. The Jews are not on the watch. That's a very good example of this. The greatest thing about the magazine. Because they weren't talking about freedom of speech. They weren't talking about the First Amendment. They were saying it was blasphemous. Hey man, there is no law in this country that says you cannot be blasphemous. You cannot threaten a person of blasphemy. No, but what happens? The mayor gets on a bandwagon 3 weeks or 2-3 weeks after the magazines appeared on the market. You know, it's been circulated and right away, I mean, you have people who are the religion that plays a survival role in their lives. They forget about civil rights that other people are entitled to. And we Jews, there are times when Jews will raise a cry when somebody's already pinching them. But the Jew is not going to raise a cry in anticipation of the pinch. You know, the guy should not get that far. It's to pinch him already, you see. And we Jews, I don't know whether we have learned our lesson completely. And I'm just wondering what the future will bring in that respect. We still, I mean, sometimes we play the ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call the ostrich. Yeah. You know,
okay. Now, if this is your neighborhood, Stanton Heights, the neighborhood compared then and now, economic, culturally, and politically. What changed here?
Well, it's, when we came up here in 1952, the Jewish community up here
was approximately 90% Jewish, 80% Jewish. They built a school, some sort of school up there. Say 90%, 80% Jewish. And, you know, sort of a, somewhat of a, not the Lutheran class here. As a matter of fact, I was active at that point in time, I was active trying to have a synagogue. After it spent time, I was trying to work with the committee, I was involved, I chaired the committee, and we went into the old Sunnyside School, and then along comes Aberman, and Aberman came along with an idea that if we would support him to put up a shopping center on Stanton Avenue here, big ground over there, he would give us field field on second floor, and we'd put up a synagogue across the road, the community actually didn't have to go for it then. But then the Israel got scared, if you put a synagogue up here, it would be competition with them, and they went to the Federation, and the Federation stepped in, and they talked about making a survey, and they started making surveys, and asking questions, and whatnot. You know what happened? It died and died, because the Federation didn't want to see it. The Israel didn't want to see it.
Yet
the Hebrew Institute was willing to go along and help support the thing. We have an extension here of the Hebrew school, the old man Abrams. And he involved the late Walter Burke. And that's what the Hebrew school didn't know, but they stopped it. Well, they had, I don't know whether they had the foresight or maybe because there wasn't any. But also by the same time, the shortly after was down corner Negley and Stanton. They built their Jewish community center, an extension of the YMHA, and which was that was the community center down there. And there were members when that died.
Why?
Well, first of all, I mean they were for many reasons. I don't think the programming was good. They didn't have swimming pools, on the swimming area in Oakland, and not paid to know, and they didn't have enough activities for either for the adult community or for the young teenager and the ones who were 9, 10, 8, 9, 10 year old kids. And so lack of these things contributed, I think, to the Exodus.
What schools did they have? You know, the May Israel, the Margaretta School.
I'm not too sure. And they had the one on the.
Wait a minute, Mr. George, okay. That's the May Israel.
The May, the Dots, the Dots, the Shura.
What's that?
The Dots, that's the Shura. ATATH, the Shura. And then they had the synagogue on Negley Avenue. I think Palestine. And two doors from the drugstore kind of thing. A small synagogue, and then up further they had the synagogue. Those are the synagogues that we had.
Is that Margaretta Street?
The last one is the Margaretta Street. Those are synagogues we had.
Were the people that were living here mostly Romanian or Hungarian?
No, they were Jews. But they had to, when the synagogues came off the hill, they had a base to go to. So somebody said, okay, we go to East Bank, and then go to Squirrel Hill. Matter of fact, there were two Romanian synagogues. One was in Squirrel Hill, that's the one kind of beach of Boulevard, and Forbes, and they had the Romanian synagogue down here. You know, on the hill, too, there were two Romanian synagogues.
Well, when they left the hill, some people went to Eastern, some people went to Squirrel Hill. I guess that was the two big Jewish
groups. Oh, yes.
Well, was there, what determined whether they would go to Squirrel Hill or to Eastern?
I think it had to do with the
German group went to Squirrel Hill.
I think it was cheaper to go to Eastern than to go to Squirrel Hill. And our folks, we left the 8th and 3rd stand, we rented there. 42 I got about a half a million and a half. I don't believe it. But that's an I think they went to a lot of people who were comfortable living 12 hours for the month. But, so let's get back to Staten Heights where we were. So what happened? So with the lack of these Jewish institutions up on in the Heights here, and the Jews invested still plenty of money on drugs. Of course, they made money when they sold the house, because the Jews appreciated it. They quite fit up here. And they raised families too, and then they became, Jews became so much more of a long time. And they moved out of Staten Heights, and so what you find now in Staten Heights, you might say it's almost the reverse, where there's 90% of the poor, so you might find it's not 90% to 10%, you could say maybe 20% Jewish.
So you know this built after the war in 1950s?
There was 48, 47, 47. We built the house here in 50, 52, 52. This is all empty, they're all land up here. And so now you have Italians and blacks, more so the blacks are moving up. But then again, the blacks are moving up in the Heights here. He's not, he gets rich, so he's buying the house. That's one. And yes, they have money because homes up here want to get on it. So that's the community today, that's how the community has changed. It's a period of, 20 years. They was, the change to take in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I venture to say that there would have been some Jewish institution it might have kept the Jewish community somewhat.
Well, did you have clubs here, or did you all go to the same synagogue?
They had up here. They had the main Brit group up here, women's and the men's group up here. They came from here, and they would meet elsewhere, but the people could up here. And, Hadassah group up here, and Hadassah group, I heard, besides having a regular meeting, they have study groups and kept on going. And so right, they even decided to organize a younger Hadassah group up here, younger American women. But then it all goes about today. Remained up here, their activities to go to. Fetish up, want to Squirrel Road, want to change the vibe.
All right, and some of the things you talked about is remained the fact that, you know, Jews have lost their interest in Jewish theater and their ethnic things. Do you think it's because we didn't raise our children in that direction, or what happened? How can we prevent this, or?
I guess, my daughter, she was about 13 or 14, teachers, sponsors, Google school, you know, the first Bamba school, high school. You remember it quick, right? My friends, they don't go there, they're in Sanskrit. As long as you live in Sanskrit, I want you. You gotta go. And you never know when that Google's gonna come. I forced her to go.
Where did she go?
She went to go. I forced her to go. And so she went through the whole... Today she's great. They live in Israel and they're kind of But I'm saying that she told me, she said, Dad, and yeah, you told me because I'm able now to teach Hebrew, you know, but I know another language I can teach, you see. Now, I've seen parents will say to their kids, you've got to go to dancing school. You know, they force the kids to go to dancing school. You've got to take piano lessons. But the kid said, I don't want to go to Sunday school. Oh, yes, my darling, you should sleep late this Sunday morning. Why should you get up? I don't want to go to Hebrew school. Mom, I got to do the homework after school. But he can go play basketball after school. He can go swimming after school. You know, he can do anything he wants to go after school, but the parent does not force him to go to further his Jewish education. He thinks when he goes 5 years at the Katzadim by Mitzvah, what is he learning? You know, it's as long as he doesn't
need 71 girls.
Yes.
She was in Israel for a year?
Oh, they were probably 10 years.
Oh, damn it.
And my granddaughter was born there.
Oh, really?
And my grandson, you know, he was 6 months old. That's when he was 6 months old, 1969. Then he came back in 71, and then
was he originally from here? Or was he an Israeli from?
I think he came back in 71. Now, he was kind of all right in France. But they decided to make Aliyah for 1968. My grandson was 6 months old. He lived to about 71, went to back.
How did you feel about that?
Well, you have mixed feelings. You know, I raised my kids to be a Zionist and raise them. This is what they wanted to do. Fine. Look, we're all selfish in that respect. I mean, we don't want our kids to get married. It's like taking the arm away from us, you know. Why are we cry at weddings? Do we cry because we're happy? Do we cry because we're losing something? We still feel sorry for ourselves, you know. So when they came back, and while they were here, my wife Sylvia passed away at that time. And in 1974, we went back to Israel, and then we came back to Israel. About 10 years ago, we were living in Israel. They lived in Kibbutz, and they lived in the city, and then they went back there, and then they were in Israel in 1971, because my granddaughter was born in Israel.
Do they have any interest in Jewish theater or children?
No, they're not interested in Well, my daughter, they're interested in Jewish film. I think they teach my son of teachers to the Sunday school and the students in the Mitzvah kids. My daughter's involved with the Jewish dance group. My grandson last year, he decided to go to Israel for the summer last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, both of my grandkids are going to spend the summer in Israel. They're going to go back to the Kibbutz someday. There is a bond that they have with Israel.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think we should end there.
That's
scary.
Do you have more time on the tape?
Mm-hmm.
my grandson, who became a little American boy. He plays, you know, the sports, he's involved. Soccer, he's a good soccer player. He plays basketball, he plays football, he's a follower of the students, a follower of the pilots.
Were you a good athlete?
No, that was never my sport. I never about my son-in-law, Ivan, I played basketball at his kind of professional, but then he was really a sports man. But they want to get there, they look to get involved with the Jewish community. But getting back to your question of what do I attribute to
basketball
is the parents there isn't the drive and sympathy. I think easier than that. Because if that state of care, there is no push and somebody once said, I think it was the late he's a founder, he's a captain of Sweden.
Captain?
Huh? Captain said the Jewish community knows the Huntington place and the other. This is just about the Jews are geared to fundraising, and which is, I'm not saying it's not bad, I mean, especially if you're a friend, but everything else I think is just induction and blessing. So there's no sense. It's just unfortunate. I don't think the synagogue is going to save the more than the synagogue is going to just kind of be able to get up. I just saying that, thinking of what we're doing here, I don't know, to be honest with you. There may be many things that I left out that may be of interest to those who want to hear it.
Well, I think he's covered about all his feeders up in the hill. That's what so interesting that nobody else knows. What else do you think of him? All right. Well, there's something else you'd like to cover or add, or we did this for the Jewish life, we did your neighborhood.
And he would say, "Er is a treppen redner." You know what a treppen redner is? Treppen is steps. Redner is a speaker, right? So when he would finish a lecture, when he walked down the steps, he would say, "This is where I should have said."
Yeah.
So, that's
all that way. What's a treppen mean?
Treppen is the steps. Step is
when you
would walk down the steps, I should have said this, I should have said that, you see. So the same thing applies here. I'll remember what I should have said.
Well, you know our number. I want to meet your children. I want them to come.
Well, they're around your neighborhood. Yeah. It's, they live next door to the woman who's in the,
Amanda, please.
Let me see what else. I think we got it. I wish I lived in the good old days, right?
You know, I'll tell you, this latest thing which they want to prove on one of Einstein's theories, you know, about going into outer space, this might prove that the Bible was actually right in a lot of things. It was true, you know, that the people lived a long, long time, you know, those years of biblical days. I mean, you know, prior to, you know, we don't know how. We take a figure close to 6,000. I mean, Abraham could have been what? Could have been 10,000 years ago. Who would know? I mean, you know, there's no... who counted the time?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, so... But Sarah, what, gave birth when she was 90?
95.
You see, and Methuselah lived to what? To 1,000, to what, 1,000 years, you know. So you say,
too long.
So I tell you, if they come back 100 years and you only age 1 year, and then you come back, you don't even see who don't even know the people that are around.
Mm-hmm.
What number is that?
Oh, I don't believe it. Wait. Where's this 10? Wait,
I got it. The camera doesn't work.
No, about 16. Got a picture of yourself.
Oh, yeah, I got a picture.
Get a picture to put in.
Got a photograph, right?
Yeah. Got one hooking photograph for you. Be better view.
It may not be a better, but.
It'll be better, right?
Yeah.
My efficiency is a zero minus level. Maybe I want to meet the